Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today I want to first draw to a conclusion our discussion on Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. This will be part 5 if you are following along on the God Is podcast. After I do this, we will move into the next verse, that is verse 22. This is our plan, and let's get started as we continue to discover just who we are as men and as women in the eyes of God. And hopefully you will remember that just at the end last time, I made a connection between two verses here in Genesis chapter 2. I will read Genesis 2:21, and then I will immediately read Genesis 2:23. Please give ear to the word of God. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And verse 23, just the first part, the man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." What we notice, if we are paying careful attention, is that the one rib in verse 21 is connected to the bone in verse 23, and the flesh in verse 21 is connected to the flesh in verse 23. Think of the human's rib. Our ribs are made of bone. The first man, Adam, is saying that this first woman, Eve, is made of the same bone as he is made. Think of the human's flesh. Adam is saying that Eve is made of the same flesh as he is made. And Adam is very excited. Remember the context. If we go back to verses 18 through 20, we remember God's declaration that it is not good for the man to be alone. Then God brought certain animals before Adam to see what he would name them. And the man named the animals, but still no helper suitable for the man was found. Adam is alone, but it is not good for him to be alone. Something must be done about this by God. God must do something about this. God must rectify Adam's current situation. So, having created within the man the need for the woman, God acts. He puts the man to sleep, and out of his body he takes the one rib and then closes up the flesh at that place. God completes his surgery and wakes the man and presents him with the woman. This is when Adam declares excitedly that he has at last a helper suitable for him. Eve is human as Adam is human. Eve is not an animal. She is unlike the animals Adam has named. She is like the human that Adam is. When Eve is presented to Adam, the man sees in her something of his equal. He sees something of himself, and he is well pleased. What a great gift God has given to Adam. And the right woman is always a gift for the right man. Gentlemen, is that how you see your wife? Is that how you see your girlfriend that you are preparing to marry, your fiancé? She is God's gift to you. And how do we treat a gift? Well, we are excited. We are filled with anticipation to see what it is, and we are grateful to receive the gift because we recognize it is not something we deserve. Someone has thought of us and selected just the right present for us. And in this case, that someone is God. When we pursue marriage God's way, he is intimately involved. He will choose just the right woman for just the right man. Now, he does this in God's own timing and by his own way. We cannot rush the Lord on this. We must all depend on him, seek him, and pray for the right mate. But God knows what we want before we even ask, and he is ready to answer our prayers. Please notice that God did not give Eve to Adam immediately after making Adam. The Lord God took his time, and at the appointed time, the perfect time, Eve came into Adam's life. God gifted Adam with Eve. And I will add to this observation now 2 points of application that I pray will speak directly to someone listening to this today. First, if you are a man who desires to do the will of God, if you want to meet and marry a woman, and you have prayed to the Lord, asking Him for just the right woman, if you have dated and found yourself dissatisfied, you just have not found the right mate yet, and even if you are getting discouraged, if you are beginning to wonder if God has heard you and if He will answer your prayer, I say to you, do not give up. Persevere. Wait on the Lord. He will not fail you. According to His perfect time, He will bring you your Eve. I believe that. There's plenty of evidence for this in the Bible and by way of the testimony of many Christian men just like you. This was also my experience in meeting and then marrying my wife. Now, the same is true for you women who desire to please the Lord, in whom you should date and then marry. I know that you hear the biological clock ticking, perhaps very loudly. Maybe you are gaining in age and you are openly wondering why God has not introduced you to just the right man. You are seriously wondering about compromising and settling down with the guy you're currently dating. In your heart, you know he's not the right man to marry, but what if you end this relationship only to find yourself all alone? Well, that seems very risky to you. My friend, consider Eve and Adam. Consider God's timing. And continue to wait on the Lord. Persevere. He will not fail you. And whatever you do, I urge you, never compromise, never settle, and do not marry for the sake of being married. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and it is timely wisdom for you. God gifted Adam with Eve. And here's a second point of application. Please, oh please get this. Notice that God created one woman for one man. God created one woman for one man. God did not create multiple women for one man. This totally rules out polygamy. Marriage must always be monogamous. Polygamy, the practice of having more than one husband or more than one wife. Monogamy, having only one husband or only one wife. Holy God commands monogamy and condemns polygamy. Here is a good way to remember this, and I'm stealing this from a pastor of many years ago, George Uphoff. Quote, one woman was created for one man. Two women is one too many. Unquote. This is very true, and I love how he puts it. Two women is one too many. Here again is something you might very well disagree with me on. But I believe that God has so created men that we can love only one woman. To quote Reverend Uphoff again, man can love all his children equally, but he can love one woman only. Unquote. I agree. Eve was made for Adam, and Adam was made for Eve. This was God's will for them. What is God's will for you and for me? This is what we must all seek to know. One woman was created for one man. Two women is one too many. And this really is one of the significant problems with divorce. We are not afforded the time today or at this point in the series to dive into the important discussion of marriage and divorce, even remarriage. I understand this is of interest to many of you, and I have a perspective that I believe to be biblical. I hope that you will not assume what my perspective is. It might very well surprise you when you hear it. But one thing I will say now is that God upholds marriage between one man and one woman for life as His design and as His standard. I think we can agree on that based on Genesis chapter 2. However, yes, we certainly live in a fallen, sinful world where divorce is a reality, and God certainly recognizes this and addresses it in the Bible, as does Jesus Christ. One day we will discuss this, just not today. And I am not ducking it. Honestly, I am not. I just do not want to get too far off course in Genesis. Hey, we haven't even discussed this first marriage yet. Just one other comment before I leave these points of application. If you are remarried because your first spouse died, that is, as a widow or widower, God has graciously blessed you with a new husband or a new wife, I rejoice with you. I believe the Bible certainly teaches that one can remarry after the death of one's spouse. Reverend Ophoff agrees and puts it this way, a man can love only one woman at a time. Remarriage after the death of a spouse is different than remarriage after a divorce, again, depending on how one interprets the scripture. And someday, we shall do that together with one another right here on God Is. Okay, I said more on that than I had planned, so we will have to go to verse 22 tomorrow. But before I close, let me review today's main point from Genesis 2:21 in relation to Genesis 2:23. God completes his surgery and wakes the man and presents him with the woman. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." When Eve is presented to Adam, the man sees in her something of his equal, and the man is well pleased. What a great gift God has given to Adam. And the right woman is always a gift for the right man. I submit all of this to you, praying that it is helpful for you, and praying that you will join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.